There is absolutely no question about it. You are listening to The Swing Era. I'm your host, Bud Pearson, and I would welcome any comments or requests. Just email us. Our address is swingera@earthlink.net. That's swingera@earthlink.net. And now, back to The Swing Era.
Presenting the world-famous saxophonist Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in Contrasting Music. Ladies and gentlemen, from the world-famous Hollywood Palladium on Sunset Boulevard, just across the way from Columbia Square, deep in the heart of the nation's film capital, the dining, dancing, and entertainment spot of Southern California, it's the music of Jimmy Dorsey. Starting off this evening on the trombone, it's Zy Zenther that's featured, and the tune, Together. Thank you.
how those weary blues are gonna come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap is gonna make you weep someday, sweetheart.
Introducing this next tune here, Jim.
Well, this next tune, the title was prescribed by Charlie Frazier, and it's very subtle. It's titled Hit the Note. I guess if you can is the...
I see. Yeah. The vernacular of the street, if you can. Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, by the way, is featured on Stopwatch. How about the rest of the boys down here, Jim?
Well, we feature first Dave Mann on piano. Mm-hmm. Then I come in and louse it up a little bit on Alvin for a while. Then we feature Ray Lynn on trumpet. Mm-hmm. Babe Russin on tenor saxophone, Tommy Kaye on guitar, and then I come in to louse it up again. On clarinet, okay. And then we go out fast.
Beautiful. Jimmy Dorsey and the band playing Hit the Note.
Thank you.
Jimmy Dorsey on the air, and you heard it on the Swing Era. Last up, Jimmy introducing the soloists on Hit the Note, a September 1943 composition and arrangement of Sonny Burke. In the middle of the stack, Helen O'Connell back to sing Someday, Sweetheart, from a November 1942 broadcast. And leading off the second half of the Swing Era, the band at the Palladium in Hollywood, with Sonny Burke's June 1944 arrangement of Together, featuring the trombone of Cy Zentner. On the Swing Era, the band of Jimmy Dorsey.
There's another one of those oldest now, a really grand rhythm tune with which Jimmy Dorsey has been identified for a long time. Listen to his arrangement of I Would Do Anything for You.
Jimmy Dorsey and His Orchestra, 1944. Just up with another broadcast tune from July 1944, Begin the Begin, arranged by Burke, with Jimmy and Bobby Dukoff's tenor heard from. And the set starter, another Mooney arrangement of the March 1943, I Would Do Anything for You, with the Usuals soloing. Last set on the Swing Era, the year is 1943. Look out.
Thank you.
On the last set of the swing era, last up from the Palladium in July 1944, all the guys heard from on the King Porter Stomp, an arrangement by Otto Helbig. Who else? And leading off the last set, Andy Gibson's composition and arrangement of The Great Lie, a July 1944 V-disc with Marv, J.D., Lynn, Tommy Kay, and Bobby Dukoff's tenor. The Great Lie. Yes, that's it. Jimmy Dorsey. I'm the Swing Era. That's it for now. So much music and so little time. Right now, we'll put these recordings back on the shelf. This is your host, Bud Pearson, hoping you've enjoyed Jimmy Dorsey and his band. If you did, join us next time when we'll take another ride and present more artists as they created the styles and the sounds of the swing era. And remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.